back to school time is a great time to start teaching kids about protecting their personal information. Adults aren't the only ones who can be targeted by a scam online. While BBB does not collect information from people under the age of 18, reports from adults indicate that scammers are targeting children. In BBB's 2024 Scam Tracker Risk Report, 22.9% of adults surveyed said they had children under age 18. Of those with children, almost 10% said their children had been targeted by scams, and nearly half of those scams began online. Online safety for the whole family involves building good habits for both children and adults. Talk with your child about safe online behavior, and be judicious when sharing about your child or posting back-to-school photos online. Make sure not to reveal any personal details. And teach kids to share with care. It's never too early to learn that anything posted online can last a lifetime. Talk to kids about who might see a post, how it might be perceived, and how their actions online can impact other people. Remind them that sharing personal information online can sometimes give scammers hints to their account logins and passwords, and teach them how to create secure passwords. And make time to learn about online privacy together. Help kids begin learning about their information might be shared. Look up some common terms found in privacy policies and terms of agreement and talk about them together. And model good habits. Children mirror what adults in their lives do. Following BBB's tips for protecting your money and personal information online sets a good example for them and helps prevent personal information from being used to target you or your child in a scam. And talk about places your child could run into scams online. For example, phishing links. Kids have less online experience and might be more susceptible to clicking on links in junk mail or answering questions they probably shouldn't. Teach children never to click on links in an email and to tell a trusted adult if they receive a message from a stranger. Also, talk about mobile apps. Be aware that apps, including games, might collect and share personal information about your child or target them with ads. Even free apps can have paid features, and kids may not understand that some apps or game features cost money since they were labeled free to download. And speaking of free downloads, many websites allow children to download free media, and a child may not realize that this often comes with the risk of downloading a virus. Encourage children not to click download links on unfamiliar sites. Also, many apps share a user's location by default. Together with your child, go into each app's settings and turn off location sharing if it's not needed. What else can you do to ensure your child is staying safe online while they learn good habits? Know where your child is spending time online. Keep track of the sites and accounts your child can access. While social media sites often have a minimum age requirement, kids can easily enter a false birth date to create an account. And consider parental controls. Although the best way to keep a child's online privacy safe is to teach them to manage it themselves, you may wish to set parental controls to help keep kids safe while they start learning good habits. For more back-to-school safety tips, visit bbb.org.